You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 16, verse 31. Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet, I am not alone, because the Father is with me." You may have heard it severally that the Christian walk is a lonely road. And I tell you the truth, it's a lonely road. And it doesn't matter whether you are married, you have friends or not. Our walk with Jesus is a personal walk, so it's going to be lonely, no matter who is around you. And the earlier you accept that and walk with that, the better. Again, the fact that many people are not going to pursue Jesus the way you will pursue him if you want to pursue him seriously. And so you are going to find yourself to be lonely, because you will not find many people around you who are pursuing Jesus the way you are pursuing him. So you must learn how to deal with that aloneness. The way Jesus dealt with it is the only way to deal with it. You will think that Jesus will not be alone. But look at what he said. He said, "Each to his own, and will leave me alone." A point came when they left Jesus alone. No prayer partner, nobody who understood him, nobody who could defend him, nobody who could fight for him, no brother. Everybody were confused about him. Some think that maybe he was just full of himself. Some said maybe he was just a deceiver. Some didn't even know what to make of him. How can this man heal himself, heal everybody, and he can't heal himself? You know, people, even his own disciples said, "I don't know this man. Leave me alone. I do not belong to him." He was truly alone. But how did he deal with it? He said, "And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me." That is what is important. If you do not want to be lonely in life, you must recognize your fellowship with the Father. The reason people are lonely is because they do not have a fellowship with the Father. That's why many people are married and are lonely, because they thought that it is their spouse that will give them company. It is their spouse that will give them happiness. It is not so. So you are depressed. You don't know. You don't know how to be happy without another human being. Anybody who is like that, you will be frustrated in life. Because God did not create human being to be your source of happiness. It is the joy of the Lord that is your strength. You must derive all your joy from Jesus, not from men. Men will disappoint you. Even if you have a great marriage, your spouse will die one day. One of you will die at a point in time. And I tell you the truth, this Christian walk, even if your spouse is also born again and walking with you, you will still find it lonely, because you are not going to be at the same level of grace. You are going to find your walk with Jesus to be lonely. The only way you can cope is that you recognize the fellowship of the Father, the presence of the Father. In any relationship you are in life, if you do not anchor in the presence of the Father in your life, you will become frustrated. Once that person changes character, changes behavior, or something goes wrong, you will become frustrated. So many people today, they keep saying they are lonely. And that has led many people to sin. They say, "My spouse has abandoned me. I have nobody to help me. I have this. So I just said, let me help myself." And then they went into something sinful. They went into a relationship. They've got no business going into a relationship. Something just tells you that, oh, you can't live alone. It is a lie. It is a lie. You see, Adam was not lonely. He had God for company. What God said about him was he needed a part of him to fulfill the purpose of God. The problem of Adam was not loneliness. A loneliness. That's why it was not Adam who recognized he had a need. It was God. Because it was not loneliness. As a believer, the antidote to loneliness, relationship with the Father. You must know the Father. You must fellowship with the Father. It's so beautiful knowing the Father. That's why, you know, when you truly know the Father, you don't need to be going to places. Somebody said to me, why don't you go to every weekend, go out to this place, go out to this place? I don't need it. Because honestly, I'm happy with the Father. I can stay with the Father indoor for 365 days. It's to go out to see people for me to feel joyful. Now, don't get me wrong. I do not mean that I don't go out. I'm just saying that we need to know the fellowship of the Father. May the Lord give you understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. God bless you.